Claudia, correct me if I'm wrong, but it wasn't all that long ago that your local public health officials were encouraging everyone to get a test.
So let me draw a distinction here. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti was very big on pushing anyone who wanted to get a test to go get tested. County health officials have been a lot more careful about it. And this week, given the spike in demand for testing and the lack of availability, they've been reiterating the fact that they want to limit testing to people who have symptoms or who've been exposed to someone who's tested positive, or people who live or work in a nursing home or some other high-risk congregate setting. And after they did that this week, and given the lack of available testing appointments, Garcetti sort of dialed things back a bit this week and told people to check with their doctors first before seeking an appointment. And at this point, we don't have a shortage of supplies. It's just that we don't have enough appointments. So there are only, you know, so many sites, county, city, and state-run sites in the area, and only so much staffing. So it's, still have the supplies, but we just don't have enough appointments for all the people who want them right now.
Refresh our memory about what's going on in LA County in terms of restricting activities, sheltering in place. I mean, is indoor dining at one point, was there indoor dining? Is there still indoor dining?
There is no indoor dining right now. We did have that for a while. Bars were open for about a week before they were shut down by the governor. So we have had some rollback of our reopening amid this big surge in cases and hospitalizations that we started to see about a month after a large reopening that was done here after Memorial Day. And then a few days after that, the mass protests began. And public health officials have said, you know, it's highly likely that the demonstrations have played some role in the increase in cases. A lot of the increase has been among younger people, including in hospitalizations. It's surprising. We've seen hospitalizations of seniors go down, but younger people are seeing their numbers go up. And so now they're waiting to see how the latest measures will affect the spread and, you know, keeping their fingers crossed that they won't have to further roll back the reopening. But Garcetti this week did warn that if the surge continues, we could go back to safer at home here in Los Angeles.